This is the Walt Whitman Show. Yes, the Walt Whitman Show. And I'm going to read you the final part of Proud Music of the Storm by Walt Whitman. 1869. And there's an interesting story because Ralph Waldo Emerson is the one who, as a favor to Walt Whitman, arranged for it to be published in the Atlantic Monthly, which I think was some very important literary publication at the time. But here we go. Here we go. This is what Walt Whitman has to say at the end of this great poem of his. Then I woke softly and pausing, questioning a while the music of my dream and questioning all those reminiscences, the tempest in its fury and all the songs of sopranos and tenors and all those rapt oriental dances of religious fervor and the sweet, varied instruments and the diapason of organs and all the artless plaints of love and grief and death. I said to my silent, curious soul out of the bed of the slumber chamber, come, for I have found the clue I sought so long. Let us go forth, refreshed amid the day, cheerfully tallying life, walking the world, the real, nourished henceforth by our celestial dream. And I said moreover, haply what thou hast heard, O soul, was not the sound of winds, nor dream of raging storm, nor seahawks flapping wings, nor harsh scream, nor vocalism of sun-bright Italy, nor German organ majestic, nor vast concourse of voices, nor layers of harmonies, not strophes of husbands and wives, nor sound of marching soldiers, nor flute, nor harps, nor the bugle calls of camps, but to a new rhythmus fitted for thee, poems bridging the way from life to death, vaguely wafted in night air, uncaught, unwritten, which let us go forth in the bold day and write. Which let us go forth in the bold day and write. That is the end of the poem. The very last line, you know, reminds me of the last line of Dante's Inferno, when the hero comes out of the wood into the bright light of day, which let us go forth in the bold day and write. And there you have it. Walt Whitman's poem I've read today, part 4, 5, and 6. And the next episode of Walt Whitman Show will be all about Passage to India. Passage to India, a collection of poems. All the best. I'd love some comments from you on Twitter, but maybe that's just nostalgia for the old days.